This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop laughing. It ain't funny. Knock it off.
What? What's wrong?
I feel like Ryan Leaf in the locker room. Knock it off. He's tweeted me a picture of Bill Polian's bus.
That's Hall of Fame bus.
Stop it.
That's Hall of Fame, Bill Polian.
I tell you, one time, I don't think I've ever told the story on the air. One time I went to ripping Bill Polian. This came because I was like, hey, listen, Jalen Milrow. I say this about Daniel Jones, say this about a lot of guys. All right? There's guys who are cut out to be quarterbacks in the NFL. There's guys who aren't. I do not believe Jalen Milrow is going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. And everybody watched it. See, the problem is everybody watched that damn LSU game because it was primetime game. And he was good in that game, and they were good in that game. And everybody watched Cam Ward for like the first. Well, they lost to Georgia Tech. Guys, look at what Cam Ward has done to Miami football over this last year. Look what he did to Washington State, and look what he did to Incarnate Word. That's a QB. That's a guy I like. And hey, if I eat these words later on, it won't be the last thing. But
your point, you're probably. I would probably bet that you're going to be right.
Yes.
That this quarterback class is going to be.
It's got
to
be one
lesser QB class.
It's got to be one there.
I always think one is just going to rise above the rest at some point, and it might happen when they're a pro. It might not happen before the draft.
I just don't want to take any quarterback. I want to take the quarterback I like. I don't want to be sold on a quarterback. If we're third overall, and maybe Cam Ward ain't there, then fine. I guess I got to go with somebody else. All right? And yeah, I know Albert Breer says, well, there's probably not a first-round quarterback. Yeah, but you don't know what them's the breaks. I didn't think that Deshaun Watson was going to get hurt seriously 2 out of 3 years, and there was going to be just a situation where he was going to be a basket case and not be able to lead a football team. But here we are. This is where we're at. And the only one that's going to get the fan base excited is going to be a rookie quarterback. So, I'm with you in the grand scheme of things about Jameis, but I'm not just drafting any rookie to do it. I don't want to just do that, which, by the way, the Bill Polian thing, part of the reason I'm a little bit sensitive to it. One day, I started ripping Bill Polian. And this was like during a break at one of the Browns shows, and I forgot that Vic Carucci, who was sitting right next to me, literally wrote a book with Bill Polian. And most Italian men I know, including you, are very good at making people feel very small very quickly. And Vic Carucci is one of the best people I've ever been around, and I mean that. I'm glad he forgave me for it at the time.
I love the look on his face.
Oh my God.
Oh, the guy I spent 10,000 hours with writing this book.
Nathan was in the other side of the room, and you look like if he could have found like a storm hatch to go through, he would have done it. Because he's like, Ken doesn't realize what he's saying here. And I'm looking at Nathan, I looked at Vic, and he's staring at me. He let me have it. Boy, did he let me have it. I still love Vic Carucci. I hope he's doing well right now. Chris Kaiser going to join us at 7:20 this morning, so we're going to talk Cavs with him. Speaking of the Cavs, we've given Kenny Atkinson credit. We've given Donovan Mitchell credit, Garland, just about everybody else. Should we give Kobe Altman some credit? We've said a lot of strong things about Kobe Altman. Now, this is odd because one of the top brass of the Cleveland Cavaliers is about to walk in here. But you know what? You and I like awkward, clearly. So let's say it. I said a lot of strong things about Kobe Altman this last offseason. And I heard the guys on Afternoon Drive, and it was like, well, you know, just because he didn't fire, because he fired the head coach and didn't make any of their moves, should he be given credit? Well, let's hear that.
I think at some point we got to acknowledge, like, Kobe Altman didn't budge. When the whole world was telling him to budge, he didn't budge. That's worth something.
So you get credit for not selling low-end players?
You get credit for this. Yes, you do. You get
like
credit
how
for...
much credit? Because you just said kudo bomb, and I don't think this is a kudo bomb situation.
Look at the way that Atkinson has been doing this. He's been comboing them up in such an interesting way. It's Mobley and Mitchell, and then it's Allen and it's Garland. And like within the staggering of the minutes, they've been able to make it work.
He didn't fire JB a year ago. Then he was forced to fire JB this year.
That's not what I'm basing this off
of. But no, it's a we're talking totality. You don't just base somebody's job off one thing.
This is a pretty big thing. The offseason was a pretty big thing.
Of doing nothing?
Yes. That was a decision. So wait. Was a massive decision.
So the only thing that they did.
People talked about, you have to break up these two guards. You have to break up the big men. You have to change everything. So many people, I can't stand to watch Garland and Mitchell together. It makes my eyes bleed.
Well, that's some strong stuff right there from Peterlin with Nick Wilson in the Afternoon Drive. I was strong about Kobe Altman. I think I should give him credit. I've seen teams, because teams have been so good, make bad decisions to try to either save their jobs, rectify something, or just take a great big swing at it, and they knew it was a hell hack, and they knew it would probably not work. I've seen a lot of NBA teams do it, and so have you, Anthony. To stay the course, and it's still very early. By the trade deadline coming around, who knows how we're going to think, but they're 13-0. Darius is as confident as he's ever been. The people who said that they wanted to trade Darius Garland last year, they are running away from those takes as fast as they possibly can right now. I think that, listen, I got to be fair. I got to be down the line. I've been very critical of the man, but I got to give him some credit for 13-0. If everybody else is allowed to take some credit, so is Kobe Altman and Mike Gantt.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For that matter, but go ahead.
Absolutely, of course. Of course he deserves credit. And I'm one of those that I was looking at every situation I could on other teams to figure out if there was any flexibility to make a move. And the first one I was looking at was Jared Allen, even though I've really enjoyed the Jared Allen experience, but I was trying to unlock Evan Mobley, and it seems, even though the stats don't really show it yet, it does seem like, well, Evan Mobley, maybe unlocking him was just waiting. Waiting for his talent to come. Just waiting for him to get a year more mature. The Darius Garland thing. Look, when Darius was drafted, I was celebrating. I thought that was an outstanding pick, and then there was a lot of highs, but the lows started to become more frequent, and I was nervous. And look, are we out of the water with Darius yet? What happens if he gets banged up? His body seems to be a body that it's going to be tough for him, you know, over the course of 82 and the playoffs. But I'm hopeful, because this start to the season, this isn't just a comeback season for Darius. This isn't just an all-star season for Darius. I mean, he's playing at an all-NBA level right now. Which I always knew there was talent. I didn't know that there was this much talent.
So, but do you think that this is a lineup that can sustain against Boston in the big time? I know we're going to play him on Tuesday, and you and I made a big deal about this game coming up on Tuesday.
Well,
do you think that this is a lineup that can sustain in an Eastern Conference Finals or an NBA Finals for that matter? Because, I mean, getting over Boston, if you got over Boston, I think a lot of people might be already getting their parade. I think they might be getting their parade plans ready.
Yeah, they're the measuring stick. Clearly, they're the defending champs, and with or without Porzingis, as we saw last year in the playoffs, they're not only formidable, they are brutally tough to beat. I mean, you can think that you can have everything going your way, and then they've got two top-tier players and then the best role players in the league. They've got all of that, and they know how to play together, and they've already been through it. So, yes, they're a measuring stick. We'd be underdogs against them, obviously. We could win 65, 66, 67 games. We'd still be underdogs against them in the playoffs. But at least now, I think you got a shot because you're playing the right way. You know you've got the shooting now to do it. I didn't know if they did in years past. The bench. This bench is the best bench in basketball right now. And I know a lot of that changes come playoff time. You don't play nearly as many guys, and they're going to have to figure some stuff out once Max Strus gets into the lineup, too. It's a good problem to have.
Our buddies, I think, over at the Chase Down Pod are a little upset that we both said it. I think they might be. I'm not sure yet. I listened the other day, but I don't know if they addressed it. They might be upset that we're saying that Max Strus should come off the bench.
Well, either way, whether he's starting or coming off the bench, it's a great problem to have. I like him in a series against the size of Boston and the Wings. I like playing, you know, I'd like to see more Ty Jerome and more Dean Wade in that series. But there's no doubt Max Strus coming back is a great, great additive to what they've already got going on.
But I'll tell you what, if you want to talk about managing minutes, Dean Wade's a guy who managed minutes. I mean, that guy, he can be good. He can be good for you, and he can stretch out an offense. But our defense,
he doesn't need the basketball.
But you know, that's... you want to talk about limited returns there. You know he gets hurt. He gets hurt a lot.
Absolutely.
And so that's...
Well, Ty Jerome, too. He's another one that's been injury prone.
Yeah, that's true.
So in his entire career. I'm just saying all of this is to say, when teams just say we're running it back, that's a lot of times what GMs do because they want to go the safe
route. That's what you're fighting with the Browns right now.
It's the safe route, and a lot of GMs do that, and then 90% of the time, those teams get passed up. In this case, because of the Eastern Conference, because of that apron where other teams are having trouble trying to figure out how to add to their team, the Cavs banked on their youth just taking a step forward and getting a better coach.
Are you stopping yourself? I think I'm stopping myself short, though, about full credit. I was wrong, this, that, and the
other,
because
it's still
so early.
We'll do that in the playoffs. I mean, that'll be easy.
But I don't think there were so many people who were giving us cautionary tales about Brandon Ingram. Like, I had to change my tune. I go, how many people can I say that are wrong before I have to admit that maybe I got a little bit too worked up and maybe they're right and we should stay away from Brandon Ingram? I mean, we had everybody on, from Timbuktu to Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon, Termini to everybody who were saying, guys, you really don't want Brandon Ingram. He is not that type of player that's going to – you guys are in a position where you guys are fighting for everything. You're fighting to be a competitive team to win an NBA championship. They're telling you he is not that guy. And you could have made that move. I think you could have made that move. I think they wanted to get rid of him. I think you could have made that deal. You didn't make that deal. And Kobe Altman stood down on it. Or he stood up for it and said no. And I'm fine with that. And I got to give him credit for that.
And the reason I wanted Ingram was because he was somebody who delivered in the playoffs in a big way. We have not seen that from Darius Garland yet. And I'm more hopeful, clearly more hopeful, than I was in the past. But when we get into a playoff series against, if the Knicks are healthy, Philadelphia, if they're healthy, and obviously Boston with their situation. You know, Darius, it's going to be a pressure-packed series for Darius because he's a great regular season player, the way he's playing right now. Can he do it in the playoffs? I'm more hopeful than I was at the start of the year.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.